Restoring My Soul, Monday the 27th of February, by the Prophetic Scriptures. The Lord appointed the Apostle Paul to be a light to the Gentiles. He was sent by the Lord to the Gentiles to preach the gospel of sonship and to establish lampstand churches. Paul's letter to the Romans was written at the conclusion of his third missionary journey. It is the most systematic of all Paul's letters to the Gentiles. In his letter to the Romans, the Apostle Paul proclaimed the mystery of God from the prophetic scriptures. The mystery of God is the gospel of sonship. It is also the mystery of Jews and Gentiles united in one body of Christ. In the time of the end, the mystery includes the removal of the blindness that has been invoked upon the Jewish nation, along with the regathering of the 10 lost tribes of Israel in the fullness of the nations, so that all Israel will be saved. When we consider Paul's introduction and conclusion to his letter to the Romans, we observe the emphasis that he placed upon the gospel that is contained in the prophetic scriptures. For example, Paul began his letter by saying, "Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God which he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord." Paul concluded his letter by saying, "Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret since the world began and now made manifest, and by the prophetic scriptures made known to all nations, according to the commandment of the everlasting God for obedience to the faith, to God, alone wise, be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen." The references used in today's devotions are Acts chapter 13, verse 47, Acts chapter 9, verse 15, Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 19, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 to 22, Ephesians chapter 3, verses 1 to 7, Romans chapter 11, verses 25 to 26, Romans chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, and Romans chapter 16, verses 25 to 27. For further study, Luke chapter 24.